Good morning. Today is the day that Jesus dies. Whole volumes have been given to express the dimensions of love and cruelty that was rolled together, and they failed to completely encapsulate the gravity of this event. So, no devotional thought or manicured message can ever put on display the love and cruelty that this day holds for all humanity throughout all eternity. The story is bigger than a week. It is more than a story. It encompasses more than this earthly realm. It is the heart of our Creator exposed to us. It reveals that our heart that He created with almost limitless possibilities would choose to rebel. The rebellion that started from the beginning, a perfect home, perfect hearts that were given the privilege that no other earthly creation had ever experienced, to be God-like in an autonomous or self-governing way, being mentored by God Himself in the cool of the evenings, being personally challenged to do a job, and having the affirmation of a job well done from your Creator. But we turned from the heart of our ever-loving God and ran headlong into the darkness and further from our highest desire to our lowest appetite. But our God came to be true to the promise given that God will send one that will make all things right, and right He did. The blinded eyes were opened, the halted danced, the mute sang, and the hungry were filled. The heart of our Creator God once again lived amongst us. God Himself, veiled in flesh, walked with us, and we were cruel, heartless to the good that He brought. We scoffed at His words of comfort. Adam's seed said, "We have no king." And we rose up, and with cruelty beyond any human dignity, we removed Him from our presence. For surely He would not be the God of supreme love after being touched by such hatred, so vile as the cross, so humiliating its shame. We hear the words of one at the foot of the cross, Matthew 27:42, "Let Him come down now from the cross, and we will believe in Him." We chose not to respond to His love. He chose not to respond to our cruelty.